Okay, how about, you know, sometimes when people have dogs and cats, they do that to them. They don't want it. If it's a male, they don't want it.
I know what you're talking about.
So it can't get the females pregnant, you know, and everything.
Uh-huh.
And they,
They have it. What's the name of it?
See, they might call it neutered, they might call it altered, they might call it fixed, they might call it castrated, worked on. You know any of those?
Yeah, like it was a commercial on the TV where it was saying that the population of dogs mm-hmm. and cats were increasing it.
Mm-hmm.
They should be, I forgot what they called
it. Maybe they called it neutered.
Uh-huh, altered or neutered or something like that.
Yeah.
And they put the phone number up there for you to
mm-hmm.
have your cat done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You keep up with everything, everybody. You know what I'm saying? What do you call the things in a hairbrush that...
Bristles.
Do you know what you call the big teeth that a hog has? Okay, let me put it another way. How about those long things that grow out of an elephant's...
Tusks.
Yeah, same name, right? Call the same thing at hog. You know what you call those kind of a long wooden thing that you'd feed a hog in?
Trough.
Very good. And if you had several of them, you'd say you had several?
Troughs.
Now, there's a noise that a little calf makes when it's hungry, and it's kind of a, and you say the calf, you'd say the calf began to, if you heard it doing that, it began to...
Squeal?
Or bawl, do you know that word? You ever heard him talk about a bawl, talking about a calf bawling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about, this you'll know, how about that noise that a cow makes? How about the noise that a horse makes?
A horse whines.
Okay.
A whine.
A whinny?
Yeah, a whinny.
Yeah, okay. If you were talking about horses and mules and cows and things like that, you'd say you'd have to go out and feed the... Would you ever,
animals.
Okay. Do you know that... Have you ever heard people use the word stock? Go out and feed the stock? Used in that way?
But I think of stock as cattle. Most
just
of the time.
Cattle?
Okay. That's most of the time, that's what people...
That's the way people would use it, just
mm-hmm.
cattle.
Cattle.
Okay. Now, if you were talking about hens and turkeys and geese and stuff like this, you'd say you'd have to go out and feed the
wild animals.
Okay, if they were, now if they were not wild, let me see if you know this. Go out and feed the fowl. Have you ever heard of them? Okay. You know what you call a hen on a nest of eggs? Have you ever heard setting hen?
All of it is so common, but nope.
But no. this one you probably know. Kind of a place where they keep chickens.
Chicken coop.
Yeah, and you know that one. so that's when you're, well, when you eat chicken, when you have like a whole chicken, there's a piece that after you eat the meat off of it, you take
bone.
Okay, and then there's one particular kind of bone that they take in.
Wishbone.
Wishbone, okay. Have you ever heard it used to
break it.
Okay, have you ever heard it called a poop bone? Just wishbone. Okay. You know what happens about the wish? I mean, who is it that gets the wish?
The person that gets the biggest piece, I think.
The biggest piece.
Might be the smallest piece, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Got it.
You ever heard anybody putting it up over their door? What do you call the inside parts of a hog that you can eat?
The inside part?
Right. Anything on the inside that you can eat in a hog.
Intestines? You mean like sausage?
Okay. And intestines? You mentioned intestines.
Yeah. Pig ears.
Okay.
Not as outside.
Well, yeah.
Pig feet, pig ears, pig tails, sausage.
Intestines.
Chitlins.
Is that the same as chitlins to you?
It is chitlins.
Okay.